Hi, this is Kyle Bauer. I get to visit with Jake Panbacker. He's the vice chair of the Kansas Beef Council. Saw him last week in New Orleans. He was in a number of meetings with the Kansas Beef Council. Jake, you let those contracts for your different contractors for the Kansas Beef Council in the summer. Is this the time of year then you get updates on those investments?
That is correct. That is correct. I'm on the domestic marketing committee, and so last summer out in Reno, contractors came presenting their projects and asking for the request for funding. And then, this last week in New Orleans, we had some updates on where those projects were.
So can you give us some idea of the different contractors, not necessarily their projects, because that would be too long-winded, but I think a lot of people don't realize how many different people have projects that you have to choose from and are working on specific items for the Beef Council.
Yeah, there's a couple that come to mind. One was actually through Kansas State University and Dr. Glenn Tonzer and his meat demand monitor. And the question was brought up actually in our committee meeting is, well, have you seen beef demand grow? I've heard Dr. Tonzer talking. It's not so much about beef demand. It's just the demand of the week. It's kind of a snapshot to see where kind of protein demand is, which is, it's interesting to see given our, the times right now and how much protein, especially beef, is being in demand in the home.
And then I understand the Beef Council invests a lot in more populated areas outside of Kansas.
That is correct. We partner up with kind of Nebraska and Texas Beef Councils with some things in Florida, New York, and California. But for my committee, we had a update from the Northeast Beef Promotion Initiative. It was very interesting. They don't have a lot of checkoff dollars from that part of the world, but they do have almost 74 million consumers, the four urban centers with Philadelphia, New York, Boston, just how they are reaching out to consumers in that part of the country. One being it's a streaming cooking lesson. It's a free class with different cuts. I know what the top of my head was it was a short rib recipe that was caught. I think it caught a lot of people's attention that we saw that one. Their promotion and moving forward, that Northeast Beef Promotion Initiative is doing is rather interesting.
You are on the Domestic Marketing Committee and you're vice chairman of the Kansas Beef Council. Those decisions are truly made by cattle producers on what you're going to invest those checkoff dollars in.
Yep, that's correct. I was sitting with she grew up around Harrington and she is currently living in Iowa, beef producer. I was sitting with a woman who runs a family dairy in central Pennsylvania. I mean, it was across the country. There were some from West Virginia, some from Texas, all over from coast to coast, and producers were making providing decisions and the feedback and questions how things were taken care of.
So you're vice chairman of the Kansas Beef Council now. Does that mean you'll be chairman soon?
It's a two-year term. The chair is a two-year term, and so Randall Debler from Wabunsee County is our current chair. He just took the reins last fall.
We're visiting with Jake Panbacker. He's a farmer rancher in the Washington, Kansas area. He's vice chairman of the Kansas Beef Council and sits on the Domestic Marketing Committee for the Beef Council. This is Kyle Bauer reporting.